Shir Pei Gimel, Yom Hei, Tov Teshuvah.
Isma Abchir Barash, Yom Arav. Halochik Rabbi Yosi, that stayed in the Mishneh, that was Tinoike Shenenso Alamayon and Omar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri im Roiv Ansho Ir Masim Lekehuna Areze Muteres Lekehuna Areze Tinoso Lekehuna Shestei that Beroiv Ksheirim we say that she's okay, we go Basar Roiv Ksheirim Omar Rav Alohe Ke Rabbi Yosi that you Machshir Al Pi Roiv Ksheirim V'Rav Chonon Barov V'Omar Rav Hiro Asho Hiso. You can't be matir al pi roiv. You have to have trei rube. One roiv is not enough to be maile leyuchsin. So the first man, the Omar holds, Rabbi Omar Rav Alohe Ke Rabbi Yosi, that we could kasher with one roiv. And Rav Chonon says, Yiro Asher Hoiso, Be'etzem you have to have trei roiv. There was different reasons, Rashi says. Or there was a reason, or there was more rayas to be matir. Meisiv Rabbi Yirmiya. So lefi Rav, Alohe Ke Rabbi Yosi, that you don't have to have trei rubi, and even with one roiv, you machshir lekehuna. Meisiv Rabbi Yirmiya, ve leyuchsin lebeinen trei rubi, or you don't have to have two roiv, ve'otnan, motzo bo tinoik mushloch, עיר שיש בו ישראל ועקום, אם רויב עבד כחובים, עבד כחובים. אם רויב ישראל, ישראל. שיפעל התינוק מושלח אין העיר, if is roiv of the kichovim, the aloch of the kid is a goy, and if roiv Yisrael, the aloch of the kid is a yid, mechza al mechza is also Yisrael, the Gemara will explain. The Omar Rav, leishonu what we learn in the Reishe, roiv Yisrael, in the Sefer, roiv Yisrael, Yisrael, elo leach yoisoi. Aval leyuchsin loy, even by roiv Yisrael, you can't be soymich leyuchsin, because it's aloch of trei ruve. Veshmul Omar, af lefakeach olo vesagal, אף לפקח עולה וסגל, it helps, רוי בישראל. So מכל מקום, פרק בגמור, so שתידו, that רב said, that the יוחסים, you don't go boss a רוי. So how he said in the Mishnah, הלוכה כרבי יויסי. So the גמור, ישתמת עוד אומר רבי יודה מרב, בקרינו של ציפוי רב ומייסה, that in the Mishnah was trei רוי. So when רב said, הלוכה כרבי יויסי, he meant that it's only kosher בטרי רובה. פרק בגמור ברזאי, ולרב חונן ברובד אמר רוע שואה, איסו קשיה, if it's trei rubi, so why he says it was a רוע שואה? הרי בטרי רובי לכולה אלמץ קושר. אז רגע נגמור, הומני למסני, המי למדניו, למדניו. רב חונן, it was not my me the mishne בקוינה של ציפורי, במילה was not trei rubi. This is the first חלק of the גמור. So it's two hours בפשדו. One or a bepshat, so the Gemara says Lemaskone, this be'etzem, this part belongs to the Friedrich Sugis, that he only kasher leyuchsim betrei rubi, not bechad rubi, betrei rubi. Zogt Rashi, leyuchsin loy, the imbasi asuro lekehuna. She's a girl, she can't marry a kohen, because you have to have trei rubi. Frag the Neide Beyude, why Rashi has to say that this boy is a, that the Tinoch became a girl? He's a boy. If it's Roiv Yisrael, but he's not allowed to marry a Yiddish girl. Why? Because maybe he's a guy. Leyuchsin, you found a kid in a city, Roiv Yisrael, Leyuchsin, you don't go Basar Roiv, so the boy can't get married to a Yiddish girl. Why Rashi has to say, if she's a girl, she can't marry a Kohen? Why Rashi, Tinoch B'derek is a boy, Rashi made him a girl. Say that. Tinoikis. Rashi turned the Tinoch to a Tinoikis. That leyuchsin loy, it will not help to marry a kohen. Frag the Lady Beyude, why to discuss marrying a kohen? Why not to discuss if he's a boy, if he's allowed to get married? Zog the Lady Beyude, shteido in Rashi, that what we learned in the Sugyas, in Perek Rishon, that leyuchsin, you don't go bos achad rubi, and you need trei rubi, it's only leyuchsin if kohone. Aber stam leyuchsim yusei mechanchad roiv. We had similar in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Ma'ilo su biyuchsin. Rashi says bekehuna. That Rashi learns that Oisrim al ha'yichud here biyichud legabe yichud lefi Rav Dimi that Rav Asi that we ask her Ma'amid Aberes Nistero that it's also it's ma'ilo su biyuchsin only bekehuna. Avada we found in Masechtes that even in Shar Zachen the Moshe Sofek Ma'amid Zomutu Minatere with the Rabbanon ma'ilo su biyuchsin. But legabe the din that you're not Tzemech and Roiv state in Rashi that it's only legabe kehuna. In Rambam, steht nicht das. That is all of the Yuchsin. Aber steht das Rashi, that it's only Klappe Kehuna, not Klappe andere Sachen. This is one Ore in the Sugi, Zeitig. It's another Zeitige Ore in the Sugi, aber this is a Kol Kavua Dike Toisefes. Rab Kivei gefragt der Kashe. Why we need Trei Rube? Ari be'etzem Roiv is good. Lo shana Zor von Rab Kivei Ege. Trei Rube is nicht, is gar nicht. What is Trei Rube? More for more. That's a roif. What is the mile of Trei Rube? It takes care of the gzeire from Kavua. Because Dil me'ozil iu legabayu, and it's Kavua. How the Trei Rube takes care of it? We said other people know that you need Trei Rube, but made it they will not come to be nichshol. Or we said lomdes cheshbonis, we said. It's different as Beirim. Oh, but the reason you had to have Trei Rube was mitzad gzeira otu kavua, right? Oh, but on the gzeira otu kavua, you didn't have to have Trei Rube. Frank Weger, this tinuk you found in the street, he's a Polish. Why you have to have Trei Rube? There's no way kavua in this case. By a lady, the shayla, the guy that she was married, she went to the house, the mezana, a guy came to her, 50-50. Oh, but this kid, I mean, you found a kid in someone's house, you don't find kids in people's house. The only case is you found the kid in the street. So it's not gzeira from kavua. So why you have to have Trei Rube? For example, and the sugya before the mile from Trei Rube was to take care of the gzeira to kavua. But then he's talking gzeira to kavua. If there's no gzeira to kavua, so why you all have to have Trei Rube? As I frank Rabkiveiger. And he means Messiah v'tzorich izboilenus. So, Be'etzer, we spoke already that for sure the Mahalach in Amud Aleph was that because Gzeira Otu Kavua, there are Matzrich Trei Rube. There are Matzrich Trei Rube Otu Gzeira Mishum Kavua. Or it could be that the Geder is today that they are Metaken Trei Rube. We saw in Amud Aleph already, in the Yukim, in the Rashba, the Bnei Yeshua, that when the Gemara answered, Mailos Ubiyuchsin, maybe the Gemara switched. The Tchilas HaSugi was Otu Kavua. And then the Gemara asked the Kasha, so why in Bosol they didn't make a Gzeire? And she answered, Mailo Subiyuchsin. So Pasha, the Pshat, Mailo Subiyuchsin, dear, they made a Gzeire Otu Kavua. Can't say, nay, Lemaskona said Gemara, they said, you need Trei Rube, not mitzad the Gzeire. I'll say it in Tunis Chos, other as Aloy Pluk, other Bichlau, it's not mitzad the Gzeire. And Rabbi Kibbe Eger stated, this is his words, Trei Rube loy male ve loy moirit. It's not good to know. And because it's Sugiyah of Trei Rube. It's the same thing. From what you counted, it's the same thing, really. Just we need it because gzeira to kavua, and a place that is no gzeira is no mokum. Vaistois, Rab Kiveiger himself. I mean, normally we don't answer Rab Kiveiger's kashas. Although Rab Kiveiger is meramis, but if we learn pshat that the din of Trei Rube is a mailen bifnei atzma, the haynu, other was tchilas hasiba. But today was a takon of Trei Rube. Or more from that, that when the Gemara asked the Kasha, if you make gzeire from Trei Rube, why betishachanu you didn't make a gzeire? And the Gemara says, shiny ocher, the mile of the biyuchzin. The Gemara is choizo that the mile of Trei Rube is a takon of bifnei atzmo. And even by a tinuk you have it. This is one chelik of the Gemara. Lo me'ep tzachon, the second chelik of the Gemara. This chelik be'etzem, on yishen shaykhis te kavua. It's a sugya bifnei atzmo. It's a very nice sugya. It's a poor chidushim gdoilim that come out from the sugya. We'll learn first the pshata gemore. Gufe motza botinoik mushloch im roiva vidkichovim o vidkichovim im roiv Yisrael Yisrael mechza al mechza Yisrael. Omar Rav, loishonu elo leachio Yisrael. Aval ayuchsin loy. Veshmuel Omar af lefakech olo vesagal. So first what Rav said. You find a baby in a city sheroiv Yisrael. You mitzuvah le'achyo Yisrael. What is mitzuvah le'achyo Yisrael? Pashtus means, not dafka pikoach nefesh, Pashtus means to give him what to eat, tzedakah. State that if the roiv of the city is a yid, and you found a little kid, it's a mitzvah le'achyo Yisrael. What would it be if the city is mechza al mechza? and you find a kid, is the mitzvah l'achyoyser or not? Yes, is the mitzvah l'achyoyser or not? Make the cheshbon. Roiv Yisrael, Yisrael, Roiv Akum, Akum, Echtzal, Mechtzal, Yisrael. The last line the Gemara will explain later. Roiv Yisrael, Yisrael, Zogt Rav, Ana Minel HaMitzvah L'Achyoyser. Amar Rav, Leishon Elo L'Achyoyser, Aval Yuchsin Loi. L'Achyoyser, you go Bosa Roiv Yisrael. You have to give him tzedakah. But what would be if it's not Roiv Yisrael? It's Mechtzal, Mechtzal. You have to give him tzedakah or not? How it's Mashma? L'chure, L'chure nish, only Roiv Yisrael. As there is before a shintez, the Brahmas and Roiv Kichov and Kichov and Lamayil Chase, Lamotzi Lamayim al Inyan Shiloi Lachio Yisoy, the Mayer Roiv Kichov and Afilu Mechzo Nami, state in Tez the Brahmas and Roiv Kichov and the next Gemore, that is no mitzvah Lachio Yisoy Bechetzi Chetzi. When I say the Rashba is Medaik and Rashi, why is no mitzvah Lachio Yisoy Bechetzi? Why is no mitzvah Lachio Yisoy Bechetzi? L'chure, misofek, you don't have to be Moitzi Momen. I'm asking. But as they, why be Roiv you have to be Moitzi Momen? And Oilchim be Momen Achar Roiv. So what if Roiv that is Israel, but in Oilchim be Momen Achar Roiv? Why we give him money? What? Maybe Rav L'Shitos, you want to say maybe Rav L'Shitos? No, we're not speaking of Pikoch Nefesh. We're not speaking of Pikoch Nefesh. We're speaking of Mitzvah L'Achyo Yisrael in Mashma Be'el Lefar Nesoy Mishum Mechor Yochicho Imoch. It's not Mashma that we're talking Dafka and Pikoch Nefesh.
Is there more to L'Achyo Yisrael than
Mamonos? So again, I want to explain. We have Be'etzel Machlek Yisrael Shoinim. And Tesis in Rashi is Mashma that Beroiv you have to give him Tzedakah. Be'mechzo al mechzo, you don't have to give him tzedakah. And like you're saying, because misofik you don't have to give money. If misofik you don't have to give money, so why beroiv you have to give money? So l'chu en holchim omen achar aroiv. I will explain myself. I could have answered you that tzedakah honish ken shaychus to hamoitzi mechaber alav araya. The Ran and the Dorim Dav Zayin has a shayla. Maybe sofik matnes anim, it's a sofik isu. Sofik isu, you go bas aroiv. But then also b'mechza al mechza you would have to give him tzedakah. The Rambam holds you give tzedakah say beroiv say b'mechza. Tzedakah is no shayla to sofek moment. Rashi and Tesis learn that it's a sofek moment, and b'mechza you don't have to give him tzedakah. If you don't have to give him tzedakah, so you have a kleine ore. Why beroiv you have to give him tzedakah? So we'll leave this kleine ore again. Rav said maybe only Rav L'Shitos. Rav said that mitzvah l'achyoyse beroiv. Teisa says b'chetzi nat. Lule ha-teisa would say b'chetzi also mitzvah l'achyoyse. Why? Tzedakah not nishken shaychus to mamones. It's a sofik isu. So beroiv you go b'saroiv that is a yid. B'sofik it's a sofik mitzvah you mechoyev to give. Beroiv akum you not mechoyev to give. Masha'inken. If we learn lefi Rashi that beroiv you have to give and b'chetzi you don't have to give, so l'chura they learn. L'chur they learn that it's a mamadik ezach. Because misafik you don't have to give. If it's a mamadik ezach, then misafik you don't have to give. So why beroiv you have to give? A ore. A kleine ore. We'll leave that ore. We'll go into the Gemara first. So gufe. Motza batinak mushloch im roiv kichov im kichov im roiv Yisrael. Yisrael mechza al mechza Yisrael. Omar Rav leishon olo lachyeisei. אבל יוחסי לא בשמואל אף לקח את הגל פרק די גמורי אומר שמואל אוכי that what only ברויב you have to מפקח את הגל ואומר רב יוסף אומר רב יהודה אומר שמואל אין הולכים בפיקוח נפש אחר הרויב even if it's רויב גויים you have to save the kid אלו ישמה לשמואל הרי שישמה אם רויב כחובים וכחובים אומר שמואל לפקח את הגל אין הכן so again the Gemara taught in the beginning that Shmuel said that you only mechuyev to mefakach es agal if it's Roiv Yisrael. But if it's not Roiv Yisrael, you don't have to save him. Frey, the Gemara said nishta zeh. En oilchim b'kach nechefesh achra roiv. Even if it's Roiv Goyim, you have to save him. So the Gemara punk fakach. Shmuel said that even if it's Roiv Goyim, you have to save him. Klo, I want to ask you a shayla. The Gemara in the beginning says, Omar Shmuel lefakach alav es agal only b'Roiv Yisrael. But if it's not Roiv Yisrael, you don't have to save him. Frey the Gemara, if it's not Roiv Yisrael, you don't have to save him. Shmuel said, "En olchim b'pikuach nefesh achra roiv." Even if it's Roiv Goyim, Frey the Welt. Before you learn this Gemara, someone is sick in Shabbos and it's only 10% that you can help him. You mechuyev to help him or not? 10%, you mechuyev? Avada. Why? Pekuach nefesh. If it's a guy, 1% that if he doesn't eat in Yom Kippur, he will die. He has to eat? Yes. And why? Teis Yishanim explains. V'chai Bohem says, you have to take the mitzvah, V'chai Bohem says, even one chance, you mechuyev to try to save. So what the Gemara taught in the Hav Amine? Shmuel says, you only have to save the guy by Roiv Yisrael. But if it's not Roiv Yisrael, Mechzal, Mechzal, or Roiv Akum, you don't have to save him. Frag the Gemara, V'omar Shmuel, and Hoylchim Epikoach Nefesh Acher HaRoiv. And you have to save a guy, even if you find him in a city, Sh'Roiv Akum. What was the Hav Amine? The Gemara had a Hav Amine lefi Shmuel. The Gemara has the Kasha, Stira and Shmuel. How Shmuel could say that only by Roiv Israel, you have to mefakach es hagal. Ari Shmuel himself said, "In lechem pikuach nefesh acharoyim." You have to save him even b'roi v'akum. And without Shmuel, she tosoi. The Gemara could not ask the kasha. Well, the Gemara taught in the Avamin and pikuach nefesh only if it's 100% you save the guy. Kol haterikula is not like that. Kol haterikula is not like that. The Teretz is. Avade. If someone comes in Shabbos, want to drive an ambulance, maybe to save the guy, how are you allowed to? So look at this, he's showing him here on the side. The Chai Bohem Hashem said, try to save. Aber who Hashem said it? An Ayid. Aber lo yitzir l'moshel, I know that a guy is a goy. There's no V'chai Bohem. I have Roiv that he's a goy. So the Roiv says that he's a goy, is no V'chai Bohem. Ari misafik be'etzim, I'm not mechuyev to Michal Shabbos. Sofik to Michal Shabbos? How about Michal Shabbos? Sofik Aveira. How about Michal Shabbos with Sofik? Sofik Aveira. What is the answer? V'chai Bohem says, it's not Aveira. By a year, there's a din V'chai Bohem. But the Gemara taught in the Hav Amineh, if I'm a Sofik, if he's a year or not, I don't have a head to Michal Shabbos. Sofik Chil Shabbos. Sofik Pekuach Nefesh, Sofik Chil Shabbos. The Veheter to Michal Shabbos Misofek, V'chai Bohem says, take the chance and over the Aveire, al kol tzad sheyochel liyos. You drove an ambulance to save someone, you came there and he's dead. You don't have to feel bad. This is what V'chai Bohem said, try to get there. Oh, but the Gemara taught on the tzad that he's not a yid, is not even to try. Sofek Aveire also. Sofek Aveire also. For sure, when Roiv Akum, the Gemara is asking even for Roiv. No, לא משנה. אבל אני נעלה אותו. We pass this a guy. לא מחוב נולה אותו בחר שבס. I'm not speaking on the sugim of Tzadev. To him we'll tell that he was a yid. He doesn't know that he's a guy. The guy don't know that he's a guy. So במילה, אבדה the הלוך is, so שתיתה in the Gemara, the Havamina was that Avada Shmuel holds Pikuach Nefesh V'Michal Shabbos Kol HaTerikulo. But when someone without sure if he's a Yid, who said V'Michal Shabbos? Of them Zog Di Gemara, Bavos Kementon, Shmuel himself said, and Holi V'Pikuach Nefesh Achar HaRoiv, and if you have Roiv Akum, you also have to save him. And Holi V'Pikuach Nefesh Achar HaRoiv, the V'Chai Bohem says, even if you have a Sofik, it's a Din V'Chai. Even if you have a Sofik, it's a Din V'Chai. Even if you have a suffix, it's a din v'chai. That's the halacha. Rebbe Elchanan and Baba Basra and Daf Nun Amud Beis speaks it out even sharper. And he asks the following question. It's Mamash HaKash. Suppose Shait Nigmor, you come to a city that is Roiv Akum and you find a baby in Shabbos, you mechuyev to Michal Shabbos. Why? Maybe he's a yid. I Roiv that he's a goy. But maybe he's a yid. So V'chai Bohem says, save him. Maybe he's a yid, save him. And says, V'chai Bohem. Frank Rebbe Elchanan, we learned in Amud Aleph, if you throw a stone to a crowd of 10 people, without the aloch of kol kavua kemechzo lemechzo, and you kill someone, Zog the Raman, you don't know who you killed, the Roiv says that he's a yid. That's kol kavua, we said, maybe I killed a goy. But on kol kavua, I killed a yid. So what if a person throws a stone, a rock, into 10 people? And one dies, and you're not sure who he is. So Zog the Roiv, then he's a yid. So what we do? They kill the guy. Why you kill me? Well, maybe I killed the guy. And Holchem Bepikuach Nefesh Achar HaRoiv. Okay, so the kasha is like this. Maishno, in Amud Aleph Lefi Yad Rama, we learn that if you throw a rock on 10 people, and One of them dies without the aloch of kol kavua. We assume that you killed the yid. And while we assume that we killed the yid, we could kill you. Aye, but maybe it's a goy, but it's a goy, that is a yid. And by us, so why the chai doesn't say, save me? Why the chai doesn't say, save me? Maybe I killed a goy. 90% I killed a yid, maybe I killed a goy. So why the chai doesn't say, save me? Tells us, but Rav says that he's a yid. Rav says that he's a yid. Rav says that he's a yid. We have a city that is Roy Vakum. We find a kid in Shabbos, we mechuv to Mechal Shabbos. I, Rav, said he's a goy, but 10% that he's a yid, we mechuv to Mechal Shabbos. So the Chai says, save the kid. So why the aloha is, when I throw a rock, and it's 9 yidin and 1 goy, and he say, Mistama, I killed a yid, and they kill me. Why the Chai doesn't say, don't kill me, maybe I killed a goy? What is the difference, like the Melchala? What is the difference? When I throw a rock, and 10 people, and 1 is a goy, 9 is a yid, they kill me. Chutzim kol kavua. But without the aloha of kol kavua, they kill me. Why? I killed a yid. I 10% I killed a goy, but 90% I killed a yid. I v'chai bohem, save me. Say maybe I killed a goy. No, we don't say v'chai. You have a city, Roy Vakum, you found a baby. He's under the stones. You have to open it. Maybe he's a yid. Abba Roiv says that he's not a yid. Abba V'chai says, try to take that chance. Frank the Belchanan, why here V'chai says to mefakech the gal and to try to save him? And when I throw the rock, the V'chai doesn't say, why the V'chai doesn't say that I have to save me because maybe I killed the guy? Zog the Belchanan, the chilek is very pashut. The Roiv says that I killed a yid. I'm mechuyev misa. When I'm mechuyev misa, there's no v'chai to say, maybe I'm not mechuyev misa. Forget it, a person is mechuyev misa, kill him. A guy is under the, fell under the building in Shabbos. He's not mechuyev misa. Now it's a shayle, if it's a Yisrochil Shabbos or not. Zogt v'chai, mechal on Shabbos to try to save him. He's mechuyev to save him. V'chai says, do everything that you mechuyev to save a guy. But when someone is chayev misa, when someone is chayev misa, it's no aloche to say v'chai not to do the chayev misa that the guy has. It's no din not to do the chayev misa. It's better than the same spot we said before. So the havamin of the Gemara taught beroiv akum is also no v'chai. V'chai when he's a yid and sofik if he's dead or not, do everything to save him. But if he's roiv goy, he's not in the parsha v'chai. State in the Gemara, even in a sofik goy, sofik yid, he's in the parsha v'chai. And v'chai says, do everything but you could save him. But when a person is chayev misa, and is a psak that is chayev misa, is no v'chai to say, maybe it's pikuach nefesh and don't do chayev misa. Chayev misa is gibaldik. I'll explain, when I kill someone else chayev misa, I'm very happy that I'm doing it. There's no v'chai there. It's not even to try that this death will not happen. It's v'itzilu. We're not speaking of v'chai. V'itzilu is the din in the psak. V'itzilu is the din in the psak. No, it's the din in the psak. It's the din in the psak.
Not in writing.
What?
Not in writing.
Because it's a psak. But let me get weiter in the Gemara. So now we get the right of Seder, either way. No, and the tzad that he's not a yid, it is a pikuach nefesh. And the tzad that he's not chayim misa, it is a pikuach nefesh. This is the kasha. It's 1% that you stop killing a person. So that's v'chai, don't kill him. The guy is a goy, so I don't have to mefakech the gal. It's 1% that is a yid, so I'm mechal Shabbos. So v'chai tells me to think that 1% because we don't want a guy to die. So don't kill him because 1% says maybe you stop killing a person. This is Rabbi Chanan's kasha. The Teretz is, V'chai doesn't say take a chance. Like we said before, a guy 99% dead is the Indian to travel the whole world to save him. Aber the Gemara had said that if it's a guy goy and his 1% that is a yid, and then there's no v'chai. V'chai doesn't mean take 1%. A full yid has a v'chai and 1%. But someone that is a suffix of a yid or not, is no v'chai. This was the havamina from the Gemara. So the Gemara Shmuel said, even if it's a suffix, if he's in the parsha of v'chai, it's a parsha of v'chai. But the parsha of v'chai means a guy's time is going to die, try to stop that death. When someone is v'chuy of misa, you write that as a tzad that is not chayiv misa. But if the misa that is coming is a din misa, it's no din to try not to do that misa. Now, let me get weiter in the Gemara. Im roiva bet kichovim oi bet kichovim. Lemai hilchese. Omar rav pope leachiloi neveiles. So here the world has a kasha. Im roiva bet kichovim oi bet kichovim. Lemai nefkemine. That he doesn't have to put on tefillin. That he's allowed to eat what he wants. That he's allowed to go where he wants. That we allowed to feed him neveles. That's the only nafkemina. He has a din of a goy. He doesn't have to keep Shabbos. He's allowed to go where he wants. He's allowed to marry who he wants. He's mekadesh eish that's not a kiddushin. You know what a nafkemina? If the city is roiv goyim, the kid is a goy. L'may nafkemina, you could feed him not kosher food. It's the einzige nafkemina. So Rashi in Yume adds two words. Ad sheyagdil veizgaya. Mashmah from Rashi, we advise this kid to begaya. Val is a tzad that you are yet, begaya. So Bemela, we can't tell him, you know what, you're allowed to do what you want. We have to tell you we need to begaya. Rashi says the nafkmina is the vial we could give him to eat nevelas. Im roiv Yisrael Yisrael. Now we're going back. Im roiv Yisrael Yisrael. Lemay hilchese. Omar Rav Pope lehachzir lo yaveide. So now this is Beretzim, the second shlav of the Gemara. Im roiv Yisrael Yisrael. Lemay hilchese. Omar Rav Pope lehachzir lo yaveide. Val is a yid. You mechuyev to bimeishiv aveide. Fregin all of the rishonim akashe. Ein hoilchim b'momen achar haroiv. Why you have to give him back the aveide? Im roiv Yisrael, Yisrael, why you have to give him back the aveda? And holchim b'mom and achar haroiv. Azayfrek teisves do di ba'amasri leachzir. Azayfrek derashbo Ramban ritvo all of the rishonim. Why you mechuyev to bimachzir the aveda to the Yisrael? Roiv Yisrael, Yisrael, aber ein holchim b'mom and achar haroiv. So why you mechuyev to bimeishiv aveda?
So why ever mechuyev to bimeishiv aveda?
No, we'll get to that. As they fragin al rishonim. And Tasis answers, what? Vice is the shovas of there's a moment, it's not a yisu. That is mevur in all the rishonim. And lachyoisoi, they didn't ask the kasha. They learned lachyoisoi is a mitzvah, like we said. This is the reason the rishonim never asked the kasha and lachyoisoi. They could have asked on lachyoisoi. They learned lachyoisoi is a mitzvah tzedoke. But hashovas aveid is a moment dikeshayle. Mele, here all of the rishonim ask the kasha, why you mechuyev to be meishiv aveide? Arei ein holchim b'momen achar haroi. And the Tesis answers, why an holchim b'momen achar haroi? Because I'm a muchzik. Here you're not a muchzik. Why? If the roiv paskins is Yisrael, so the money belongs to him, so you're a shomer aveide. So you're holding it for him. So the roiv says that you're not a muchzik. As they zok teisvus. Dainu. When stom the moshul we have a fight, shoshenoga chesaporo, what happened? So be'etzem the money is mine. You want me to pay? And holchim b'momen achar haroiv. Here, and the tzad that you are yid, I picked the aveide for you. It's not mine, it's yours. I'm not a muchzik. I'm shomer it for you. But I have to pay for my pocket al pi roiv. The moshul. She wants a ksuve. Roiv noshim misabro es rov. So ein holchim b'momen achar haroiv. Borim shem lo itzi. I don't owe you money. Mr. May I pay it? I roiv. Ein holchim b'momen achar haroiv. Here, I'm holding your money. It's not my money. So on the tzad of the roiv, as ezok teisvus. Till teisvus as a kasha. So why the Gemara says in Baba Basra that if I buy a shor for my friend, lecharisha, and the shor is nakhon, I can't do nothing with it. So the guy tells me, shecht. He said, but I tell him, but roiv, buy lecharisha. And holchim b'momen achar haroiv. And he doesn't have to give me back the money. Frank Tesis, why? And the tzad that it's a mekach toes, so the money is my money. So the man is no shaykhis telchim b'menachah aroy. So the taste is so different. You gave him the money, it became his money. Now if it's a mekach toys, he has to give it back. And elchim b'menachah aroy. So mikol b'kim taste's answers, why is no chisorin of an elchim b'menachah aroy? Because he's not called a muchzik. We'll see later, the Rishonim answer a different teretz. But I want to mechalek the Shlove HaGemore. Im Roiv Yisrael, Yisrael, why you have to give back the money? The Teretz, in Oilchim Omen Achar HaRoiv, tastes in the Rishonim, and the answer is, the Meshiv Aveda is not called a Muchzik. Why? Because the Roiv says that it belongs to him, so I'm a Shomer for him. We'll see later, the Rishonim have another answer. The Rishonim have another answer. Mechzo al mechzo Yisrael, lema hilchase, Omar Rav Shlokish, lenezokin. Hey chedomi, inei medenakche tura didan letura didei, leime le'aiser yai di Yisrael ad veshokin. This line of the Gemara needs pshat. What is mechza al mechza Yisrael? Lenezokin. So the Gemara says, if our shor was nogach shor shel akum, the aloch is shor shel Yisrael shel nogach shor shel akum potu. But mechza al mechza, if my shor was nogach this kid, I have to pay. So the Gemara, why I have to pay? Why I have to pay him? Maybe he's a guy? Now, in what case the Gemara is talking? Mechza al mechza. What it be, but Beroiv Yisrael, and my shor was nogeach his shor. I have to pay him or I don't have to pay him? Yes or no? No, I have to pay him or I don't have to pay him? Again, im roiv Yisrael, Yisrael, mechzo al mechzo, the Gemara says, lemay nafkemine, the nogach ture didan, ture didei. So the Gemara, we don't have to pay. How you could say is Yisrael, you don't have to pay. Why you don't have to pay? Leimelei, tell that little kid, I see right that you're a Yid and I will pay. Maybe you're a Goy and I'm potu. It's meduik in the Gemara that only be mechzo al mechzo. Aber lu yetzuyer, beroiv Yisrael, and my shor is nogeach his shor, I will have to pay or not? I will have to pay. Azei Rab Kivei Eger is medayik in Loshen Rashi. Leime leYisrael, five lines. Leime leYisrael, Aisi Raye, do mechzo al mechzo avi. Vesveikehu. Shteit klor in Rashi, that if it's roiv Yisrael, you have to pay. And Azei is mefurish in the last days, and he was a master. Fragt Rab Kivei Eger, tzorich iyun, why you will have to pay, and hoilchim b'momen achar haroiv. This is Rav Kiveiger's kasha and the sugya. Be'ashavas aveide, the Rishonim asked the kasha. Why if Roiv Yisrael you have to pay him back? And the Rishonim answered, because he's not a muchzik, Saval is not a muchzik. B'mele, we don't say, in Olchim HaMalach HaRoiv, and you have to be meshiv the aveide. Then it says in the Braise, Mechzo al Mechzo, Mechzo al Mechzo Yisrael. So the Gemara Lamein of Kemina, Idin Ogech Turadidan, Turadidei, you don't have to pay. Why you don't have to pay? So the Gemara, you don't have to pay because Leimelei, the Yisrael, to this kid, I see right the Yisrael. So Misofik, I don't have to pay. It's Meduik in the Gemara, as I'm Medaik of Kveik and the Rashi and Teisvis, that if it would not be a Sofik, you would have to pay. Luli Rashi and Teisvis, I would say no. Maybe the Gemara means even the Teres Vadai, even the Roiv Yisrael, he tells them I see Raya. As the Rishonim would learn. That the Gemara doesn't mean Dafka to ask al Mechzo. The Gemara means to ask, and every time that my shor is Megeach his shor, Leimele I see Raya. But in Rashi and Tesis is Mefurish, that it's only be Mechzo al Mechzo. But if it's Roiv Yisrael, you have to pay. Fragt Rav Kivei Eger, why? And Hoilchim B'Momen Achar HaRoiv. Vetzorich Iyun. Next line in the Gemara. Elo leitzriche denayche ture didei le ture didan. The shor of this kid, b'mechza al mechza, was nogeach our shor. Palge mishalem, because mimonef shach, if it's a goy has to pay, and if a yid, ve'idach palge omar lei, I see raid elav yisroelat, ve'etan lecho. Zog, maybe I'm a yid, and I'm not chayv. Normally a goy is chayv, nezik sholem. Zog Rab Kivei Eger and the Rashma and the Ramban, Mashma, but in a case that Roiv Akum and his shor was Nogeach our shor, want to be the aloche? If it's Roiv Akum and his shor was Nogeach our shor, you want to be the aloche? If it's Roiv Akum and his shor was Nogeach our shor, you would have to pay, he would have to pay the whole thing. Only Mechza al Mechza he doesn't have to pay. Fragen die Rishonim, why not? Hilchim haben nachher Aroiv. Again, three Gemoras. Im Roiv Yisrael, Yisrael, legabe Hashom HaSaveide, the Alochez, you have to give him back the Aveide. Man, you have to give him back the Aveide. Why you have to give him back the Aveide? Because Roiv Yisrael says that he's a Yid. If Roiv Yisrael says that he's a Yid, you have to give him back the Aveide. You have to give him back the Aveide. I know him on Achar HaRoiv, the Rishonim answered it. Taisus answered, the Rishonim answered. But on them, you would not have to give him back the Aveide. Why? Because Elohim HaMen Achar HaRoiv. So the answer is, in Hashem HaSaveide, there's a reason to give him back the Aveide. Because he's not a Muchzik. Because I'm keeping the Aveide for him. Then the Gemara says, Mechzo al Mechzo is a Aloch of Yisrael. Eichedome. Eden logach Tura Didan le Tura Didei. Leimele Aisirai. So Mechzo al Mechzo, why he has to pay? Zogt Rashi, because it's a sofik. Medaik Rab Kveger bedas Rashi and Teisus, not bedad Rishonim, that lo yitzu yerobi roiv Yisrael, so lenezikim you have to pay. Now this is before in the last Teisus, that roiv Yisrael, Yisrael, and our shor is negeach his shor, you have to pay. Frag Rab Kveger, why? And hoichim imam and achar haroiv? And hoichim imam and achar haroiv? Tzorich here. Then the Gemara says, no, as Mechza al Mechza, and his show was Nogeach our show. So if he would be a goy, he would pay Nezek Sholem. Now that it's Mechza al Mechza, he only pays Chatzin Nezek, because maybe he's a Yid. Mashman the Gemara, Zog the Rashman the Ramban, Lu Yitzur is Roiv Akum, he's a Akum, and he would have to pay Nezek Sholem. And Eruch Imam al Achar HaRoiv. And the Rashba answers that a goy doesn't have a din muhzik, and while a goy doesn't have a din muhzik, b'meile, by the goy, you go basaroiv and you moitzi mammon from him. As I zog the Rashba and the Ramban. So again, we have be'etzem three gemoras. Here we have four ligabi l'ach yoseh. The main three gemoras. Hashov asaveide, im roiv Yisrael, you give him back. Legabi Nezikim, we don't have an offer in the Gemara. Rab Kveiger is medayik in Rashi and Teisves that if he's Roiv Yisrael, you pay him Nezek Sholem. Fred Rab Kveiger and Elchim Omen Achar HaRoiv, and the Teretz from the Rishonim, Legabi Metzia, doesn't apply Legabi Nezikim. Because Legabi Metzia, you can answer he's not a Muchzik. But Legabi Nezikim is a Muchzik. The Rishonim didn't ask the Kasha, maybe they learned that even by Roiv Yisrael you don't pay Benazikim. When the Gemara asked the Kasha, she didn't mean to ask only on Mechza and Mechzo, she meant to ask even on Roiv Yisrael. Then is Meduik in the last line of the Gemara, that by Roiv Akum, he will have a Aloche of Akum, and if his Shor will be Negeach our Shor, if his Shor will Negeach our Shor, he will have to pay a Nezek Sholem. And the Shaila, why you have to pay an Ezek Sholem? Maybe he's a Yid, and on the Tzadar is a Yid, it's a Sofik moment. If it's a Sofik moment, you don't have to pay. And Elchim Moment Achar HaRoiv? You're right, that it's Roiv Akum, as I frage in the Rishonim. And the Rishonim answer, Akum doesn't have a din of a Muchzik, but Akum doesn't have a din of a Muchzik, you go Bos HaRoiv. So these are the three Gemoras. So in Metziah the Rishonim asks, and the Rishonim answer, he's not a Muchzik. We'll see in a second. Taisa says, because on the side that it's his, I'm holding it for him. And Goy, Roiv Goy, why he has to pay to the Yisrael? Because the Torah says Goy is not a Muchzik, so you go Basar Roiv, that the Akum is Chayev. And the place where Rab Kveiger is asking is, Roiv Yisrael is Meduyek in Rashi and Taisa, that the Roiv Yisrael. You have to pay him. Why you have to pay him? Are you in Mom and Achar HaRoiv? This is Rab Kveiger's Kasha. Now, let me send the tastes inside. Le'achzer le'aveide. Have a motzi le'meimah le'achyoisi k'nom ha'rav. And anoke le'achzer le'aveide na v'ribus ha'tfei. The isur godu le'mishum le'man tfei sa'robes ha'tzmeo. Aba le'achyoisi le'av v'ribus ha'kol kach. Do mefadis me'achov v'mishum dar kisholem. Ve'afilu le'shmuel do'om ha'rin ho'ilchim b'mom ha'nachar ha'roiv. היינו במויכל שור לחברו נמצא נאקרון שבהתר בו המויס ליודוי ומידי דוי נסונם לו יסו הימדם המוחזק אבל אוכם מוידה דאזדין לבשר רובה. So Taisa says, why here you go basaroi v'nashov asaveide to give it back to this kid? Because the moitze is not called the muhzik. Why? We explain because I'm holding it for him. The Rashba says a different nusach. The Rashba says, why you want it not to give it back? Because maybe he's a goy. Even that Avedas Akum is muteres, but the aloha is, Shetim Rashba and Ramban, that the aloha is that the money really belongs to the goy. Just you're not mechuyev to be meishiv to him. We saw the beginning of Metzir, a lot of rayas to it. B'meile, when I find the Aveda, even in the tzad, that his kid is a goy, but the money belongs to him. So now, if it's a roiv that is Yisrael, I have to give it back, and I'm not a muhzik. So either way, other the nusach from Teisvis, other the nusach from the Rashba. Aber in Hashavas Aveda, you give it back. Why? Because even that ein elchim o menachar aroiv, but what is the answer? I'm not a muhzik. In the last case, and the tzad that is roiv goy, he has a din of a goy. Why has to pay nezek sholem? I is a muhzik. Goy is not a muhzik. Where our shaila is, roiv Yisrael, and my shor was negeach yeshor. You have to pay or you don't have to pay. So the next day is a state that you have to pay. Look in days, but it's richet lo gatura didan. Teimed, och in ame avemotzi lemeim amertzo al mertzo kichovim. In the brackets. Kule mirsa avemotzi lemeim ar leinia negiche. Elo de niche bechol chad limtzo idvar chidush. Zog nab kimehege, a state in Teisves, that if my shor is negeach this kid, if it's roiv Yisrael, I have to pay. And the first taste of state that Be'etzem, even that the kid is Roiv Yisroel, you don't have to give him back Hashavas Aveide Me'ikar Adin, because in Hulchim Omen Achar Aroiv. Why you give back the Hashavas Aveide? Because you're not called a Muchzik. Lefid them, Legabi Nezikim, Avada you would not have to pay. Like the Rishonim themselves, they learn Avada you don't have to pay. Why in the last case the guy has to pay because he's not a Muchzik? And the next day says state nishta zay state that kula sugi legabi nezikim. You could say the whole sugi that even if he's roiv Yisrael and your shor is negachim, you have to pay. This is beetzem what Rabbi Kveiger is maimid here. Shtei tesisim loy michad roya neemru. And Rabbi Kveiger, just to mesakim the inyan, Rabbi Kveiger says like this: is mevor in the sugi and all of the rishonim that they had a problem if in a holchi b'momen achar aroiv. And they asked in Hashavas Aveide, why to give him back? And they asked Baroiv Akum, why he has to pay? And they answered that he's not considered a muhzik. Goy is not a muhzik. Hashavas Aveide is not a muhzik. And lefid them, Zag Rabbi Kveiger Poshet, legabi the middle case, if my shor is negeach him, even if it's Roiv Yisrael, I don't have to pay. When I say the Rishonim would learn, and Tesis in the bottom Tesis state that I have to pay, and Rashi will medayek that I have to pay. Why I have to pay? I and Hoichim Amen Hachar Aroiv will have to answer. He says maybe Beruba the Issa come on, it's different, or maybe in Hoichim Amen Hachar Aroiv means Roiv Anoshim Leshchite, or maybe when we have a kid that we find, maybe we go Bas Aroiv. Can't say. He brings some shittas like that. Zolab Kiveiga, but it doesn't help me. Tesis, when it came to Hashavas Aveide, Tesis asked the Kasha. How you could give it back in Hulchim Amenachar Aroiv? So state in Teisa, that is a problem here. So Be'etzem, this is Be'etzem the Amod HaSadvori. That in our sugi is mevur in the Rishonim that they're asking a kasha in Hulchim Amenachar Aroiv legabe Hashav HaSaveide and legabe Akum. Bitzad Sheini legabe Nezokim, the Rashi and Teisa state that we will go Bas Aroiv. And this is a very stark kasha. So they could learn that in our sugi you go Bas Aroiv, but why they ask the kasha in Hashavas Aveide? Why they ask the kasha? This is Be'etzem the Tzorchion from Rabbi Kveiger. This is the Tzus of the Shmaisa. Comes the Afloe, and this Afloe is Be'etzem a very Yisoidus Dike Afloe. It's a mitzvah to learn this Afloe. The Afloah says he doesn't understand what all of the Rishonim want. Lo yale al adas to ask such a kind of shaila and holchim b'momen achar aroiv. He doesn't understand. We paskin on someone that he's a yid. We found him in a city, we don't know what is the story, we paskin that he's a yid. Tomorrow someone is mazikin. When he asks for money, it's called in holchim b'momen achar aroiv? We paskin that someone is a goy. So, Mamela, we don't give him a Shabbos Aveide. It's called Hilchim Omen Achar Aroiv. We pass that he's a goy, and Memele he has to pay Nezek Sholem. It's Shaykhis till Hilchim Omen Achar Aroiv. Frank the Afloa, if you don't say like me, you could close Kolatire Kulo. When you shecht in a cow, when someone kills someone else's cow, you pay or not? You pay? Maybe it was a treife. And Hilchim Omen Achar Aroiv. Maybe it was a treife. How you know that's not a treife? Roy Beim is not a treife. The teretz is, I pass in the animal is good, and then someone, how he yalshins. Stomach is the son of the father. And Roy Beim is a rabal. And Roy Beim is a rabal. I'm the kid. No, for sure I yalshin. As they just become a tirikula.
No race.
What is the race? You found a kid, you don't know who he is. They pass him, but Roy.
Find the kids.
So, the is you go basaroy. We call it tirikula. We go basaroy. We learn sugyas. We machriya the lady is kosher, so she has a koyin. He becomes a koyin gadol. He gets money. You tell, hey, 1 second. The mother was kosher al pi roiv. The mother was kosher likuhuna. If the mother is not kosher likuhuna, so the kid is not a koyin gadol, right? So this lady, this girl was nena salamayon. You pass me that he's kosher, so she met then the hudur marries the koyin gadol, a koyin. This boy a koyin gadol. 5 generations later, he wants money. Someone say 1 second. You know your grandmother was only at Piroif, not giving you the money. But the Shaykhs. We pass in that you kosher, you kosher. Avade. And the Rishonim steht nicht das. The Rishonim has the kosher. So again, we have two groups of Rishonim. And the Rashbo, and the first cases, we only found that was bothering them the whole Suge, and Oilchim and Mamen Acharoif. And they answered Zayti Keterutzim. They answered Zayti Keterutzim. What is called Zaytik et Terutzim? They answered, Asher Saveide, Nishken Muchzek. Akum, Nishken Muchzek. Aber Einach Enami. So they learned that there's a problem here. Fight that floor, it doesn't make sense. Rashi, Take, and Tesis is Meduyek. The Legabin is Zokim, you go Basaroiv. We have a Kasha Stir Betesis, we have to be Yashiv. So in Rashi, Take, Zok, that floor, Shteta Zevimir. Rashi is the Glatter Shite. The last Tesis is the Glatter Shite. Is a Shaykhus to the Sugev and Oilchim Acher Aroiv? So here the afloh be'etzem is maimid, this big shaila. If this sugya is negiyah to l'hilchim achar aroiv or not? We see a little bit the loike afloh, we have to say it. We see that l'mais and l'moshon and Shabbos, you're allowed to save him, even that he's a goy. Why are you allowed to save him? We pass that he's for sure a goy, now you're allowed to kill him. Or at least not to save him. So we see that it's not mamish. But the Shaila is why? Remember, we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam says that if someone kills this kid, he's potu. Because in Elohim Nefosh Zacharoi, maybe he's not a yid. Zog de afloe hadovor etzli poshut vein tzorich mishi ilamayda soinu dovor that avade if we paskin on something, he paskin. And on them sin ishtokin kol atere kulo. Ay, but the Rishonim in our sugya is mashman nishtazei. So the afloe comes to say a tere in our sugya. And I said, it's a shlom, it's all the sugis that we learned. This is a flaw here. You have to know what is the gather. And again, Reb Kveger is right. Reb Kveger is asking the whole time, he's neman to the Rishonim. He's neman to the Rishonim. Kveger is neman to the Rishonim. Mishtov is Satan. Azay is mevur in the Rishonim. Azay is mevur in the Rishonim. But the flaw says that the svor is nisht azay. The svar is nicht das. Had the loch psulanisas blineida. So, Be'ezus Hashem, Yom Rishon will start the sugya of shtores. No, we don't have so much time because we want after to go back to the sugya of Birkas Chasanim after Purim. So, we have less than 6 weeks to learn the sugya of shtores. So if people can see over Shabbos, if you want to go and go to the sugya, is to start your Chesamut base from the Mishneh till the end of the Amud. Just to make one time to learn the sugya Gemara Shitesis from the Mishneh your Chesamut base to the bottom of the Amud. Be'ez Hashem, Yom Rishon, we'll start to go into the sugya of Shtoros.